You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Okay, boy, that was a hell of a good first segment between Malik Beasley and Kenny being denied at the Black Barbershop. Also of note, Evan factually being white and being bald. Kind of a weird client to accept at the barbershop.
It's his beard taken care of, so yeah, you're right. Everything else, though.
Is he the charity white guy?
No, there's others.
I was going to say, are you like filling a quota by taking Evan?
In order to get this federal dollar, you need to...
Right. Well, you need one bald white man to get a cut here. I want to bring this up as we move along, and I'm going to get to the Urban Meyer stuff at 3. I'm very upset with Urban Meyer. Not what he said, but more when. And we're going to talk through it, and I'll be ready to move on quickly from it, but I want to hear from you guys. We'll do it at 3 o'clock. This is a bad day for Jim Costa. This is a terrible day. See, Jim Costa is one of the Big Ten nerds who whines about the SEC, cries about it. And then much like a little chihuahua, he has like little dog syndrome. Oh, you haven't won the national title in 2 years. Dude, they won like the previous 20. Somebody else eventually had to win it. There is no comparison between the Big Ten and the SEC. None. As a conference. Now, when a monolith like OSU rolls through, and I said this, last year was the worst year for the SEC probably in the last decade. You just tip your cap. Hell, even with Michigan, cheating or not, they were a really good football team. Again, I've always compared that team from the time the cheating broke in 23, you were Barry Bonds. You were already a really good team. Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer. You cheated, he took roids, and both of you should pay a price. It is what it is. The point I'm making is the SEC is still a different ballgame. Just turn on a Big Ten game and then turn on an SEC game and tell me what you see. And I don't care if you're 7 gummies deep. You're going to know that the SEC looks like an entirely different sport. Game in, game out. Why am I doing this? Not because we're the Feinbaum show, but because the SEC has now taken away Jim Costa's rattle. They've taken away his baba. And now Jim is probably flying home from Las Vegas crying. Because now the one thing you had to listen to the last several years. Well, they don't play 9 conference games. Well, the SEC's going to 9 conference games. And they're going to protect 3 rivalries each, but they're going to play 9 games. Now, look, outside of the ha-has that I'm going to have with Jim when he returns and we do cash the ticket together, this is more important than that. And what I mean is this. A week ago today, the ruling about Michigan's cheating came down, and the NCAA basically admitted they're Jerry Falwell. They're just holding the boom mic in the corner. And I said to you then, it's an indicator that the networks run this sport. There is no enforcement arm, and therefore it would clear the runway for the SEC and the Big Ten to do what they really want to do. I mean, it's almost like two coworkers, you know, and you know they're sleeping together, but they think you don't know. But there they are, overly flirtatious at the copy machine. It's like, guys, you can just tell everybody we know. That's the Big Ten and the SEC. They want to break away and start a Super League. It's going to happen. And if you look last Friday and why things went down the way they went down, there's nine letters. FOX, CBS, NBC. And I'll add four more letters to it when you invite the SEC to the party, ESPN. The Super League is going to happen. And they will break away from the NCAA. But step one is getting these leagues to play the same way, meaning nine conference games each. Then you factor in on, okay, all summer we've heard these crazy playoff serve and volleys. The SEC's perspective, the Big Ten's perspective. The nine conference games acts as a bridge, as an olive branch to a unified playoff proposal, one that will only benefit the Big Ten and the SEC. The Big 12, the ACC, they're dead and they don't know it. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
So I just would caution you this. From a football standpoint, is it good for fans? Yes. And if I'm going to be the guy that bleeps all over the sport of college football for doing everything wrong, I have to be honest with you and tell you when they do something right. The SEC playing nine conference games is a great thing for fans. Just sitting on the couch watching TV. It's great. But the meaning of this, and if you disagree, feel free to call up. Or David, Kenny, you want to argue with me. Kenny, I assume you have an opinion on this. It's just the idea. There's so, how about this? The nine games, it just means more. It means more because of what I think is about to happen. And the backroom deals that are happening. I think this is a bridge to a playoff. And the new playoff will be a bridge to the Super League. And at that point, you will be watching NFL Light on Saturday. And there will be less than 40 teams. There will be four divisions. Half the league will make the playoffs. They will have their own champion. It will have nothing to do with the NCAA. It will be collectively bargained. They will have their own bylaws. They will have their own commissioner. They will have their own revenue pie. And with it, the rest of the sport will die. So, on the positive, I love nine conference games because the SEC, it hits different. But you didn't win it all last year. Okay, well, Modern college football, they've won everything. Maybe they took a break, okay? Maybe their balls were sore. They needed 15 minutes, all right? Kenny, what's your take on all this? On anything I just said? Agree, disagree, kind of, sort of?
No, I agree basically with everything you've said. The first and foremost thing is now I don't have to listen to people like Costa saying, oh, you don't play another extra conference game like we do. And good for you. Congratulations. But now I think the biggest takeaway from this is exactly what you said about the playoffs. This is, I think you called it an olive branch.
Yeah.
This is absolutely an olive branch so we can make an even Super League playoff thing that's going to happen, the Big Ten and the SEC. And you're right. I think everything else might just die. And that it sucks for college football. It sucks for the sport. But quality of games in the SEC in particular is going to go way up.
And think about what the Super League would look like. If you look at the Big Ten and the SEC, and all jokes about Purdue or Northwestern or, hell, Mississippi State, if you like, how many teams that don't belong to the Big Ten or the SEC are actually valuable? Actually, that you would need to add? Because understand, the SEC could add four teams. The Big Ten could add two. Find me six teams that are worth saving. And right off the rip, I'd tell you Clemson. I'd tell you Miami. And I'd probably tell you Florida State. Who else? Ain't nobody in the Big 12 that matters. Pac-12's dead. Happy Action Fun Time American Conference never mattered. So that's my point. This is so much closer to happening than people realize. But I think the nine conference games, that is a major olive branch. And they are going to do a playoff where, look, this is the bad for fans. And again, if you're sitting out there and you're a State fan or you're a Michigan fan, look, last year, if seven Big Ten teams got in, that dreadful Michigan team gets in. You're a State fan. You feel like you're never going to go better than 8-4 anymore. If seven teams get in, you too could get in and lose by 50. But that's the bad part, is they're not designing a playoff that, to me, is going to be rewarding and redeeming for the fan. It's just going to be a way for the networks to grind out more profit. The eight-team playoff was where it should have ended. Beginning, middle, and end. You have your conference champions. You have a couple of at-large. We play one round of home games. Final four of bowl games. National title. Full stop. But they went to 12, which is going to 16. But it's going to go a step further. I wouldn't be surprised to get this closer, as I said earlier in the week, close but not all of what the Big Ten pitched with that zany, meth-infused proposal. But keep your eye on it. For this fall, no change. But the nine conference games moving forward in the SEC, I think it does mean a lot more. David, any ticket texts, or is that too boring for people?
Oh, you got it. Someone says, Big Ten, SEC are like the CEO and the CPO of the Coldplay concert. Sign the Kiss Cam. They're going to be together.
What? Yeah. Just, guys, tell your spouses.
Soon, the SEC will play 9 in conference and 3 against the Big Ten. The Big Ten will also play 9 and 3 against the SEC. That's what's going to happen. The Super League is coming, boys.
So here's my question. I'd love it. I don't even care if we get a phone call. I'd love to hear from you, but if you just want a ticket, text it. What that texter and what David just described, does that excite you? Is that what you want? Because that's what we feel like is going to happen. Feel free, rifle some texts in while we take care of some business. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.